Okay, we've had had a few days here to work on the Ravens. Obviously an impressive football team. Coming off last year, they did a lot of good things, and they continue to do it. Always strong on defense, always good in the kicking game, very explosive offensively. Made a lot of big plays to a lot of different people. Spread the ball around, but gotten it down the field. And they got a lot of good young players mixed in with some very experienced, good veteran players, and well-coached. Organization does a great job, all the way from the top to Ozzy, Steve, John, of course, Dean, Cam, all those guys, they do a good job. So I know it'll be a great environment down there Sunday night, and looking forward to playing a good football team and a good environment. So got a lot to get ready for this week. That's our goal.
No, you've got a lot of respect for Ed Reed on the field. Do you know him well personally off the field at all?
I've had some interactions with him.
Where does the amount of respect you have for him date back to?
College and Pro Bowls. It's probably where I spent the most time with him was in the Pro Bowl.
Bill, I know you've always liked Joe Flacco, but have you seen his growth to the point that is allowing their offense now to do different things and more open things than they did before because of his growth?
He's been pretty good since he came into the league. He's been a productive guy for them. They have changed some. They've run no huddle against us before. That isn't new, but they're doing more of it now. And I think that Coach Caldwell and Coach Cameron have incorporated that in their offense, however that came about, and Joe does a good job of handling it and running it, so he does a good job with it. I think every quarterback, every player grows and improves each year in their career. They should, if they're paying attention. So I'm sure he's had some personal and professional growth as well.
Well, you brought in some players today, obviously Dion, Nico, and Kellen. Can you just talk about each of them coming in again?
Nico and Dion have been with us, and feel like they would be able to help us in the role that we can put them in, which is obviously the roles that they've been performing in the past. And we'll see how Kellen fits in. I've never coached him before, don't have any background with him, but feel like he might have a chance to help us, so that's why he's here.
What is it about what you've seen in Winslow in the past that made you want to bring him in?
He's been productive. He's been a productive player for quite a while.
Bill, defensively, the Ravens, they obviously lost Terrell Suggs for the year, but can you just talk about how they look, I guess, differently this year compared to years past?
I think, defensively, they've had some turnover. They've had some younger guys come in. For example, in the secondary corner, Ladarius Webb has emerged as a very good player. He's been a big playmaker for him. He plays outside. They move him inside in their nickel package. Kerry Williams, who's not a new player, but this is his second year as a starter. So he's certainly a new player for Baltimore. And Jimmy Smith last year. So they've got some new faces there at the corner position. Inside linebacker with McLean and Ray Lewis. That's been steady here for a couple of years, but they lost Jared Johnson and Suggs is out, so they've had to make some changes there at the end of the line of scrimmage, however you want to look at it. Sam, crash in, rush in, but that type of thing. Knott has been a big force for him inside. Continues to be. They're very strong down the middle with Knott, Reed, and Lewis, of course. But when they bring Webb inside in their sub package, he's another good solid player for them. And they've used some different guys outside. Of course, Kruger didn't play last week, but he's another young developing player who's pretty good. And of course, Upshaw, McClellan. So some new faces, some old faces, and some guys who are entering their third, fourth, fifth seasons that are starting to emerge as solid players in their defense. So, I mean, that's a big turnover from, like any team, though. It's not surprising, but from the last time we went down there and played him as an example, there's a lot of guys that aren't on the defense, but that's true of almost any team if you look, you know, 5-6 years back. But that was, you know, a great defense going back to their championship year, and most of those players have been replaced, but not Ray.
Can you provide any more explanation or clarity about the drop in Welker's usage?
I think if you look at his production through the time he's been here, it's been pretty consistent.
I'm curious more about the usage than the production. I mean,
that's what I'm talking about.
In terms of snaps?
Yeah.
Does not having Hernandez in that spot for you on offense?
We have confidence in all our players, confidence in the players we put out there. So whatever group, whatever combination we put out there, we expect them to do well. I'm confident they will.
Besides his obvious ability, why has Ray Lewis been able to maintain the high level throughout his career, in your eyes?
Ray's smart, very smart, studies hard, very well prepared, and he's got good physical ability. And his great instincts for the game. He's very anticipates well. Has great instincts for the feel for the game, and timing and anticipation and things like that. Of course, a lot of that's his preparation and film study and experience and so forth. But we put all those things together. I think they all add up.
Coach, have you seen any sign that off-field distractions affected Rob Gronkowski in his play on Sunday? There's a report out of New York that may have played a role. I'm just wondering what you thought about that.
Right now I'm thinking about Baltimore.
Have you ever talked to Rob about trying to minimize, you know, some of this off-the-field stuff that, you know, hits the tabloids?
We talk to our players a lot about a lot of things. I talk to the players every single day. I mean, other than their day off, talk to them about a lot of things. So we talk about that all day. There's a lot of things that we cover.
Do you get a little tired of that?
What's that, talking to the players?
No,
I actually enjoy it.
Talking about distractions or, you know, their behavior off the field.
What I enjoy is the preparation for the preparation for our weekly games, and that starts on the minute after the game to the next game, and continues all the way right up to the minute before the game. So there are a lot of things involved in that, but I enjoy that part of it. I enjoy the competition of the game. I enjoy the off season, building a team, going through all those steps, the draft, and all those things. So gotta like coaching football.
He's a guy that has a laser focus when he's on the field, and stuff like that would not impact him, whatever it might be.
Well, give me that again now.
Would you agree that Gronkowski has a laser focus on the field, and off the field stuff would not impact him?
I think Rob has, like all players, and I'd say like most all of our players, that football is important to them. They work hard at it. And with every player that we have and every coach that we have, I think there's room for improvement, including me.
Coach, what is about Julian Edelman this year as opposed to previous years that now we're seeing him a little bit more involvement?
I'd say that Julian is performing better than he did last year. In all areas. Simon's technique, production, consistency. Big, strong, physical guy, athletic, hard guy to move out of there. I mean, like most of their defensive linemen, honestly. You know, big, strong, physical player that that plays hard. It's tough. It's what he was. I think that's what he is. Okay. All right. Thanks.